Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Martin Schmeg, CEO of Nuvalex Incorporated. The company trades on the OTC bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is NVLX. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Martin.
Well, thanks a lot, Juan. Great to be with you.
Great. Now, I'll start off by talking about the company is now offering free Synergen samples in response to a spike in consumer interest. Talk about that as well as, you know, give us a background on Synergen.
Well, it's true. We've had enormous response to a new internet-based marketing campaign being carried out in conjunction with DLife, which is the number one internet site for diabetic patients. Synergen is a world-class science-based nutraceutical product based on the enormous medical benefits that can be derived from cinnamon bark extract and other products in balancing human metabolism or balancing your sugar load in the body. Not surprisingly, we're all aware of the prevalence of diabetes in our culture, and Synergen is an all-natural way to help you in balancing either early-stage or late-stage diabetes. And what we've noticed is through our campaign that we've had an enormous uptake in flow-through interest from the DLife marketing campaign to our Synergen website, but that we weren't closing enough product sales from interest to buy, simply because Synergen is an experienced product. And so we've offered a free sample to allow our prospective customers to experience the product, and hopefully they'll become buying customers after that.
Sounds great. And so, talk a little bit more about the company Nuvalex. Some of the you know, the companies in your portfolio. What you know, what specifically you know what areas you specifically cater to, and some of the uses and applications of you know your other key products.
Well, Nuvalex is the founding of, or the really comes about from the merger of two companies. One was eFoodSafety.com, and the other is Freedom 2. There was a stock-for-stock merger back in March of 2009. Our portfolio concentrates in four market areas. The first is in aesthetics products. The second is in dermatology products. The third is in eco-friendly environmental products. And the fourth are nutraceutical supplements like Synergen I just spoke about.
Correct.
Our goal right now is to look at our portfolio, understand the economic environment that we're living in, and focus on the products that are, what I'll just say in simplistic terms, recession-proof, but what I mean in more detail are products that are easy to market in an environment where you may be more difficult to gain market share. And so we're focusing on four different products today. One of which is Synergen, which I just spoke about. The second two are derivatives of Synergen, the second of which is Last Shot Hangover Remedy. And one of the widely known benefits of taking Synergen is that if you take it after a night of drinking, you'll wake up hangover-free. So we've reformulated an improved version of Synergen to become the Last Shot Hangover Remedy. And a second derivative from there is what we call Provorix, which is a diet aid, another version of Synergen that you can take as a sublingual spray to reduce hunger cravings. And then our fourth product line that we're focusing on is a new line of cosmetics that'll be out in the fall using Nuvalex NutriColor system, which is really a carryover from the Freedom 2 product lines that were in the merger.
Right. Well, yeah, I could see what you mean in regards to, you know, keeping you know, the products out there that are, you know, right now, you know, especially with, you know, alcohol consumption is up and, you know, also a lot of, you know, things with weight loss. So talk about how, you know, some of the other market trends and how well-positioned, you know, Nuvalex is to, you know, to keep capitalizing on them.
Well, we think we're actually very well-positioned. There's a cycle to every economy, and we are basically through, in our opinion at Nuvalex, through the survival cycle, which is we understand where the bottom of the market is, and we're in recovery growth mode at the moment. And by focusing on a bunch of key products that are recession-proof, are in the high demand, and most importantly, do not cost a lot to market, so that there's a low equation of ROI to increase sales, we think that we'll be able to one-up our competition, which has what we would call more expensive marketing campaigns and more expensive conversion costs from plant to sale. And we think that we're going to be able to come out of the current environment in rapid growth mode, set to gain significant market share over our competition by doing what is smart. And I think what we've learned that's smart is by keeping it simple, keeping it cost effective, and focusing on the needs of our customers.
Great. And what differentiates Nuvalex from other players in your sector?
Well, mostly our size. We're relatively small, and in that smallness, we're highly flexible. So we can be one thing today and another thing tomorrow and another thing the next day, all in response to the stimulus that we're getting from the marketplace. Large companies or medium-sized companies are somewhat like the Titanic. There's a long decision process, there's a long investment process, and the rudder turns slowly. We're very agile, and, again, can adapt to market circumstances very quickly.
Good analogy. And in terms of growth, will you continue to grow organically, look for M&A activities, or is it will it be a combination of both?
I would say that we're 85% organic and 15% out looking for a bargain. Again, there may be competition or interesting products that do not have the financial wherewithal to continue in their present setting that if presented to us, we may seize on the opportunity. The great thing about being a public company, even though it's on the bulletin board, is that we have tradable equity for assets.
Great. And walk us through your background and experience and as well as that of some of the key management team, if you don't mind, Martin.
Well, I was hatched as a CPA, which I knew about the first I that I dotted that wasn't for me. So I've spent actually this week is my 30th anniversary of a background starting mostly in medical device, transferring to pharma, and then into biotech. The notable companies that I worked for were eMerck, Advanced Bionics Corporation, Cerna Therapeutics, and Isologen. Our management team is pretty balanced, although young. Mary Lou Barnes is our chief financial officer, who comes to us with numerous years of Wall Street and financial management experience. John Fidala comes to us out of the pharma industry working on OTC products, heads up our sales and marketing effort. And Christine Solari, who comes to us from the DuPont Corporation, heads up our research, development, and manufacturing efforts.
Great. And in terms of specific milestones, what specific milestones and objectives has the management team set for the company over the next year?
Our fiscal year runs from May 1st to April 30th. We have provided guidance this year looking to do $5 million in net revenues at or near break even, establishing a fiscal 2010-11 as a breakout year, hopefully getting to $15 to $20 million, turning a 10 to 15% bottom line.
Great. And in terms of investors, Martin, do you think that right now investors understand the general direction of the company?
Well, we've been trying very hard. Nuvalex has a very aggressive investor information campaign. Unlike most public corporations, we hold a monthly conference call, which is announced and put on our, obviously, you know, message boards so people can know that that's happening. And we're trying to educate them post-merger as to where we're trying to take this company and trying to slowly show them not only what our plans are, but how well we're performing against those plans. We have a large shareholder base. As most bulletin board companies go and most microcap stocks, we're not well known, and we're trying to be as aggressive as we possibly can through media outlets, through conference presentations and the like to get people to understand what our direction is, what our commitment is to performance, and what that will mean to someone investing in our stock.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Martin Schmeig, CEO of Nuvalix. The company trades on the OTC bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is NVLX. And before we conclude, Martin, what are some of the key reasons why Nuvalix represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, the obvious one is that we're trading on or about 4 or 5 cents a share, so there's a lot of room to grow price-wise moving up. The company has very strong management now. It has a very good core set of products that are either in the market or very near the market, so there's not a long R&D cycle. The company, for the most part, can survive on the financial resources that it has, although we do contemplate a small financing raise in this coming fiscal year. And I think what we'll be able to show is good top-line and bottom-line performance in the next 24 months, which will drive good fundamentals both from a balance sheet and P&L standpoint, which more often than not are rewarded.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Well, I very much appreciate it, and I hope everyone has a fantastic investment year.
Hey, thanks, Martin.